Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello. Welcome to my podcast. Oh my goodness, it has been a while. I have to admit, I have missed recording my podcast, and I am so glad to be back. And this time, I can categorically say I will be recording a lot more frequently. It's been a very challenging couple of months, I would say, for me and for a lot of business owners that I engage with. And it is not news that globally we are all experiencing a bit of a crunch, and business owners in particularly are feeling the brunt of it. If your business is in Nigeria, I know that you must be finding things particularly difficult. Irrespective of the scale of your business, you will be undoubtedly affected by the devaluation, the cost of doing business, the cost of living, the cost of managing your team, and all the other issues around that. We are all feeling it. And if anybody is giving you the impression that they are not feeling it, or they are somehow just coasting through this, that is on them. For the majority of us, it is a difficult time. And I think this is what inspired me to get back on this. I was always planning to get back to the podcast, but in trying to deal with all these situations, all these issues that I've just pointed out, I just didn't have the mind space to even begin to add podcasting to everything else that I was dealing with, because many of us are in survival mode, right? And for me, I was not only trying to manage my business, I was also simultaneously trying to explore new markets and taking my business international. So it's been a lot, coupled with, all the other responsibilities that come with managing my home and my children and all of that. Anyway, that is why I'm doing this episode. That is why I have come back, to kind of encourage us and maybe even give us tips and ideas on how to weather this storm. If you're a business owner, the first thing I have to say is you chose this life. You know, I don't want to sound insensitive, but this is the life you choose. Ups and downs of business come with the territory. It's not always going to be hunky-dory and everything smooth sailing. No, this is it. What we are going through right now is part of what it is to be a business owner, to experience the highs and the low season, the high and the low season, and how to weather the low season and somehow come out on top. This is the life we have chosen. So for veteran business people like me and anybody else who has been in business for over 5 years, this is not new, right? In my business life, irrespective of what may be going on in the economy at large, we have gone through our own difficult seasons peculiar to us. And I have shared a lot on that. I have written books on that. You know, so I am not surprised, and this hasn't caught me unaware, because I expect it. I expect the low seasons, and I kind of prepare myself mentally and my business for these seasons. Having said that, it doesn't mean that I don't experience the hardship. I don't feel it's tough, and it's not something I enjoy, but I expect them, because inevitably they will happen. So for anybody who is in business and who shies away from the struggle, maybe you should pack it all in, because this is not going to be the last time you're going to experience this struggle. Even if you survive this, what this should be telling you is you need to fortify your business such that when the tough times come, you can scale through. You know, don't be careless into thinking that this is a one-off. No. When you do survive this, and it is my prayer that we all come out on top, we need to look back at this period and ensure that our businesses are ready for the next downturn, because it will happen. Anyway, enough of the preliminaries. This episode is titled Help, My Business is Struggling. And pretty much what I'm going to do with this episode is take us through 4 points that I think will help us to weather the storm. 4 points, or 4 suggestions, maybe that's what I should call them, or what we should be doing at this time to help us scale through. Okay? I'm not going to make this episode too long. I think I've rambled enough already, but I'm going to start with the first point. And this one, I think, might be the most important of all the points. So I just wanted to start off with this in case, you know, you didn't want to listen to the rest. At least you'll get this through. The first thing is for you to audit your business. And hear me out here. Even though we are going through an economic crunch, I dare say even a global crunch, it is easy to assume that the problems are only because of these economic problems that your country, your industry, or even the global economy is facing. Whilst this may be true, there might be issues peculiar to your business that are catching up with you now. The chickens have finally come home to roost because you have failed to fix the lapses that have been threatening your business health for years. You have failed to block the leakages that have been threatening your business for years. Because sales were at a high and the economy was jamming, you ignored these lapses, right? Because you thought you are thriving in spite of them. So why fix them? Well, this is why you need to fix them. Because what happens is, during an economic crunch, all these lapses are exaggerated, okay? So now these problems are exacerbated because of the larger problems of the economy. The good news is, problems can be solved if you are intentional about fixing them. And for many issues, the benefits are felt almost immediately. Once you block those leakages, once you hire the right person, once you scale down on expenses and unnecessary costs, it's almost as if the business health immediately starts to rebound. So check your hiring policy, check your pricing strategy, check your marketing content, fix it before coming to any conclusions that it's just about the economy, okay? So check your business first. This is something that I'm doing. Because of all my travel, because of all the ups and downs that I've been doing personally, I know I've left some things. I have left some things without checking them, you know, and I've started looking at those things now. you know, lapses in my hiring policies, lapses even generally in my business strategies, things that I've meant to have done in the past that, you know, I kind of felt too busy to tackle. I'm tackling them now. Team members that I had no business hiring, I'm letting them go. You know, these are tough decisions. But there have been lapses in my business and I'm taking a look at them now. I'm fixing them because the business might not survive this tough season if these issues are not dealt with. So do an audit. Do an audit of your overall business structure. Check your business health. If you need to get professionals in to help you do this, by all means, please do that. Don't make these assumptions that it's just the economy. Sometimes it's not just about the economy or about your industry. Sometimes it's about you and not doing what you need to do. So go get that done. Number two, reduce the cost of doing business. You know, in Nigeria, we always talk about reducing the cost of governance and how that is one of our problems. Well, this is your own government. This is your own government. To be honest, this is not something I need to push too hard because this is almost this should be a default position. You know, when things are tough, what you need to do is reduce costs. Because during an economic crunch, sales are the first to take a hit. Because it's not just you that is feeling the bite, your customers are too. And one of the things they may decide to forego in trying to manage their own personal economies is your product. You know, for instance, I'm a fashion entrepreneur. Some people might just decide, you know what, this is not the time to focus on buying 3, 4, 5 items. You know, the customer who might have bought 5 pieces might say, you know what, I'll make do with 2 right now. So sales are the first to take a hit. While this might not be something you can control, most times costs can be managed. So don't mindlessly overstock if sales are sluggish. You know how some of us can be just super religious and just keep overstocking, believing that things are going to turn around, trusting God for better times. And you know, I'm a Jesus girl. I'm all about trusting God, but I'm also all about being wise and being strategic. So this is also the time for you to be strategic and to be wise. Good old common sense. Don't hire up if you don't have to at this time. There are other ways you can access high-level services or high-level competences without hiring. So you definitely know you can outsource, you know, some of your functions so that you don't necessarily have to hire up. Don't introduce a new line if you don't have to. If you can't afford the time it will take for that new line to bite or to catch, maybe this is not the time to do that, right? Write down all those flowery ideas that you have, or put them on the I will do later pile, okay? The economic crunch should be a time to focus on survival. It's a time to be laser focused on blocking the leakages, like I mentioned before. Unfortunately, this may be the time to lay off complacent staff. This may be the time to pull unprofitable product lines, the time to close branches that are not profitable, shutting down money-guzzling physical stores. And going online might be something you might need to do. Reducing staff salaries might be something you have no choice but to do. I know these decisions might be tough, but hey, my sister, my brother, you chose to be a business owner right now. It's time to do business. I know it's tough, but taking these difficult steps might be the only thing between you and surviving this season. So do it. And you know, I'm making some tough calls right now, you know, come
Friday, I may be needing to let some people go. You know, I just might need to let some people go. But it is the life we have chosen. And it is what might be between us and survival. So let's get it done. Number three, scale down. You know, yep. You've heard that growth is not linear in business, right? Well, this is what the big wigs meant by that. This is what they meant when they said growth is not linear. In growing my business personally, I have sometimes wondered if I am growing or regressing. Like, to be very honest, I've opened branches and then shut them down. I've had a team and then cut back subsequently. You know, I've introduced ranges of products. I've shrunk down my range. And, you know, it's just the way it is, you know. And just when you think that there's no more scaling down to do, personally, you hire yourself. You know, I found myself rolling up my sleeves to do what I thought were mundane tasks that were beneath me. You know what I mean? As Oga Madam. You know, I've had to do that. I've had to hire myself and attend to customers, handle inventory. You know, that's business for you. That's business for you, especially when you're an owner manager. In these times, you may need to consider scaling down your business to avoid shutting it down. That's the truth. So, scale down. Scale down. Shrink your business a little bit to a manageable point so that you do not have to shut your business down. And guess what? All the big guns are doing it. Everybody is doing it. Nobody is too big to scale down, right? We see the businesses, even in the more developed economies, scaling down, shutting down multiple branches so that they can stay in business. And, you know, some people having to even sell some stake within their business so that they can get some injection into the business. So people are doing whatever it takes to survive, and you are not exempt. So don't think you are too much for this. Look at how you can scale down your business and go ahead and do that. My last point is on collaboration. You guys know I'm a big fan of collaboration. I think collaboration is genius. You know, if you study my business, you will see that I am constantly looking for like-minded people to work with. During tough times in business, please leverage on the combined power of multiple brands to collaborate and to give your brand visibility, to attract new customers. I have a whole episode on collaborations, so be sure to listen to this. Collaborations are particularly great when you're trying to break into new markets. And you guys know I'm all about that, which is also another strategy for surviving the economic crunch. So that's another strategy. Sometimes I find that your market may be saturated, or it may be making more demands on you than you have the capacity to deliver. But new markets will help some of your product lines have a new lease of life. You know, it will open you up to new people, new opportunities, and it might just be the lifeline that your business needs, right? So collaborate. If you're trying to get into new markets, collaboration might just be what will help you do that. And beyond helping you get into new markets, with collaboration, you can also share some services with like-minded brands so that they are more affordable. So I have in the past actually collaborated with some other brands to access some high-level services. Like, we've jointly collaborated in hiring marketing consultants who have helped both brands in, you know, growing our business share or our market share. So these are some of the things you can do. That's it for today. Oh guys, it's been great recording this again.
I want to do more with the podcast, and I hope that I can count on you all to help me in reaching more people. So please share this link with your network. Let more people know that the podcast is back. Fat Talks by Tomi is back, and we are going to talk a lot more on business in this season, because I know a lot of people are struggling and they need to hear more about how they can keep their businesses afloat. And for those of us who are not struggling, don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. But maybe you just need to even hear tips about how to sustain your growth and how to fortify your business against the storms. Whatever it may be, we're going to do a lot about talking on business in the next couple of weeks. So please tune in and share this episode with your fellow business people. And like I said, the highs and the lows come, but tough people last longer. So hang in there. You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. We're all going to survive this season. All right? Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you, and bye.